We like to cover scriptural things when we're out here. The Bible says, test all things. 1 Thess 5. Have you tested your life, neighbor, to see if it's consistent with the Word of God and His ways? Have you examined how you live, neighbor? Have you examined the gospel that you believe? Have you examined what you think is going to happen to you when you die? What's going to happen on Judgment Day? Jesus said there's going to be a Judgment Day. Jesus says there is life on the other side, or there's a second death. So life comes in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Life comes in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The second death comes at judgment, being put out of the kingdom of God in weeping and gnashing of teeth, neighbors. But Americans are so caught up in the culture. Culture means Satan's kingdom. Culture is Satan's kingdom. Sports, politics, entertainment, movies, churchianity, and all the flesh that's wrapped up in those false ways. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says Satan is the god of this world. You're living for the god of this world, neighbors. Why not live for the one who shed his blood and died for you? Why not live for the one who was beaten, battered, bloodied, and bruised? Why not live for the one that made the way on Calvary? Christ, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. The churches do not lead you to the biblical gospel. The churches don't lead to eternal life. The churches lead you to hypocrisy, confusion, and flesh.
Yes. Welcome, welcome.
But no flesh will inherit the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not found in flesh and blood, but in spirit, truth, power, love. He gave us a sound mind. He also gave us sound doctrine. Sound doctrine by which we are saved. 1 Timothy 4:16. In doctrine means instruction on how to live your life for the kingdom of God. But the pastors and the priests are not telling you the truth of God. They're lying to you on Sunday. You're far outside of the truth of God. Jesus said in Mark 7, howbeit in vain you're worshiping me. We love you, neighbor. Keeping man-made traditions. How can you keep man-made traditions and claim to be worshiping Jesus in spirit and truth? You're not worshiping in spirit and truth. You're not worshiping the one who made the way. Worship is not what you do in a Sunday building, folks. Worship is how you live your life.
Amen.
That was Sister Ahmed saying amen. Worship is how you live your life. Every week, every month, every day, every year, for the kingdom of God. Never reduce worship down to a church service for an hour. Have you been made new, neighbor? Have you been born again? Are you really seeking the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God comes in His people right now, in their heart. Test yourself, young man. The kingdom of God is in the heart of God's people. Satan's kingdom is everywhere. Look around you. And the pastors and the priests and the Pope don't tell you the truth, neighbors. They're not telling you what the cost is for eternal life. God offers it as a gift, but the cost is losing your entire life to find it. Have you lost your life, neighbors? Have you been transformed? Do you know that which is good, pure, and true? Don't live for this fallen world that's going to be judged and burnt up. Peter says the elements are going to melt in fervent heat. We got a word, officer.
Just what I've told you before.
You guys are so wrong.